to CITR Radio. Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell is the show. And it's now time to kick into the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Narwhal.
Murky waters, barren lands, under pitch black skies, narwhals cry, tusks are raised as icebergs crumble. Narwhals don't sleep. Narwhals don't sleep. Narwhals don't sleep. Narvala.
Major technical difficulties on the last one. Anyway.
Narwhal, live on CITR. Hello.
Hello, Ben.
How's it going?
It's going. Flowing.
Before we go any further, do you want to introduce yourself to the listeners, millions and millions of listeners out there in Radioland?
Oh, my God.
Don't laugh so hard. It's true.
Radioland. That's Isom.
Radioland.
Isom's over there, right across from me. Saying Radioland.
And that's Selena over there on the drums.
Excellent. And thank you very much for coming out. And I know Selena has an injury.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out despite that. You twisted.
Yeah.
I don't know. You didn't want to talk about it? No?
No, you know, but you're right. I did twist my foot.
You played a show. Was that because of Noah? Was it something else?
No, it happened right before.
It's not because she twisted her foot. She played a show.
I played a show in honor of my twisted foot.
You should see how they play. Like, it's too bad it's radio because you're climbing on the ladders here.
Yeah.
It was because of the snowstorm or something, no? Nothing like that?
Do you really want to hear the story of how it happened?
You got time.
Yeah.
No,
he looks at his watch.
Or make up a fun version.
No, but it's a really interesting story, actually.
Yeah.
So I had just got off the bus, and I was walking across the street, and it was that day it snowed, and it was all slushy.
This is an hour before we had to make it.
Yeah, this was an hour before the show, the CJSF party last weekend. And this woman on Commercial Drive was, like, powering through the slush in her electric wheelchair with tiny little wheels.
Yeah.
And I was really scared for her. Like, I was actually concerned. So I was distracted by her, and I was trying to, like, you know, watch and make sure she got across the street okay. And then this thought popped in my head where I was like, wow, you know what? I'm really lucky to have two legs that are so mobile. And literally, like, that second, this is not a made-up story. This is a true fact. Ask Adrian. Adrian LaBelle is sitting in here with me right now. I told her the story already. But it happened. And within a second of that story happening, or that thought popped into my mind, I fell. Like, I missed the step on the sidewalk, or I missed the curb, and I fell and hurt my foot.
You didn't tell him about how this lady heard a crack in your foot and how you pumped yourself full of Advil.
What? Which lady? So not the same lady that was...
No, a different lady was walking ironic. Towards me, yeah.
So she freaked out? Oh, no.
Yeah, this other woman was walking towards me. She's like, oh, my God, I heard that crack. Are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Gotta play the show. And so we did. And, Trana Horse also played that show. Yep. And I had so much fun. And I had a few drinks. So I was dancing around, having a great time. And my foot got worse.
Oh, yeah. How is it right now? So that was Saturday.
Now it's okay.
It's getting better. Are you're not on crutches or anything? You're not.
I have a single crutch.
Yeah.
I have a single crutch. It's in the vehicle. I didn't want to embarrass myself, but now we're talking about it on the radio, so I should have just brought it.
It's not embarrassing. It's happening.
That makes you look hardcore.
Yeah,
though.
I know exactly. Yeah. That's a good story too. It's a great story. So well, let's go back a bit to maybe talk about the band. And do you guys want to talk about? How this band happened?
Oh my God, this was.
Are you guys all? And the name of the band? Are you guys fans? Are you in life?
Hey.
Okay. Like how did what happened?
So, I guess how this started. I don't know. I guess we probably both had different perspectives. But how it started was our friend Ryan Quering, Braun, whatever he wants to be called. We were both reading a newspaper. And we, like, this was 2 years ago.
Like, at the same time across, like, both reading these, like, the same paper, like, sharing a paper together?
Well, okay, maybe I'll...
You're both reading a newspaper, okay.
Maybe I'll make this, like, less awkward.
It's not, I'm just trying to get the real, yeah.
So we're gonna make it real straight, we're gonna make it majestic here. So what happened was we knew we needed to come together and we knew we needed to form a band. Yeah. It was really inevitable. Mm-hmm. And Selena was totally up for playing drums. She's like, oh, that would be awesome. And we just struck inspiration by possibly simultaneously looking at this newspaper and noticing that the narwhals of the Arctic are getting stuck in ice because the world is melting,
it's
apparently.
Melting, yeah.
Yeah, so the icebergs are breaking. That's a lyric in the last song. And as a result, the narwhals weren't able to find air holes as easily because the ice is just spreading across the Arctic quickly. And so we saw that and thought, that's not right. That's not good. And
we ended up forming this band, coincidentally called Narwhal. All the songs are about narwhals. no, you're shaking.
But
you're
okay, like, oh, what happened?
It's not a coincidence.
What? Not a coincidence.
It's intentional.
It's an intentional coincidence, Ben.
What happened to Ryan then?
Oh my God. That's a good question. Well, we started out being like a super punk band. Yeah. We can talk about this. Why don't we talk about this? So we started. Is that okay? Yeah, okay. So awesome. We started out being like a super punk band. We ended up playing in our garage, my garage. And it started out, we had our first song was called E equals M-E to the power of fuck you.
F-U to the power of
was F-U. Was it F-U?
Yeah, because it's in a math equation.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm sorry.
But it stood for fuck you. Yeah. Oh, you can swear.
Yeah. And
you guys swear in CGSF this all you want?
Yeah, past a certain time. I forget what that time is.
Just that's, yeah, it's like the FU hour.
The FU hour, totally.
After like 9 o'clock, like it goes, and now it's 9 p.m.
It's like, the hour to F.
Anyways, yes.
So anyway, yeah, we started out like that, and it didn't really go anywhere. Like at the beginning, it didn't really go anywhere. The punk thing didn't go anywhere.
Because I didn't know how to play drums at all.
Yeah, and actually, I didn't know how to play guitar because I was a bassist, and Ryan was on vocals, and we slowly morphed into this band where the Narwhal was and still is like a heavy inspiration to everything that we do. So it became less about punk and more about beauty.
It's true. The Arctic.
Cool. No, that's awesome. No, that's cool. And then now here you are.
And now we just happen to be here.
Yeah.
By you. Not a coincidence again.
Well, I mean, there's many things. You guys, let's go back. Like, while you wind all the way back, you play the CGSF show and you play tons of shows. Oh. You played Shindig as well.
Oh, my God.
Past history. You played Shindig last year. How was that experience?
Shindig was probably... The first Shindig show was probably the best show we ever played. It was so incredible. It was...
There were some really good pictures from that show.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing. Oh. All the people who were there were so great and supportive. And
we just came out with probably, I mean, the best song. Like, the most... Oh. The most beautiful... Oh.
But was it... Okay, why was it... Like, why was it so... Like, even the songs, like, but... What was it, the crowd, like having the people there?
Everything came together that night, Ben. Yeah. You were there.
Yes, that was fantastic.
You know what was magical, too? We both wore matching red sweaters.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So,
and that was a coincidence.
So we didn't know that the sweaters are going to be the same color. I forgot my guitar was red, and the curtains were red.
Yeah, it looked good.
It felt good, too, you know?
It
felt
good. It was unbelievable. The second show wasn't as unbelievable.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
It was fun.
Like,
it was
but
awesome.
What do you think was? Well, I'm not judging you, but like, what do you think was the difference? Like, do you notice? Like, why do you think the second one wasn't as good?
Go ahead.
I was gonna say the pressure, because it's a competition. You know, the first one we had nothing to lose. It was like, let's just go and have fun, and, you know, the red and the friends, and we played last at the last show, so everybody was like waiting around for us and came up to the front, and it was just good energy. But the second show, there was more pressure because it's like, oh man, we're playing our same set again to possibly the same people with other bands, and I don't know. We played.
No, that's what some people said. Like, some bands would notice, like, you know, first show, it just whatever. But once it gets past the first round, it gets a bit more serious. Even within the band, like, we have bands that sort of bicker a bit more because suddenly, not saying that you guys, but I'm just saying. But anyways, Shindig ruined lives, apparently.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. It's AGM. It's like, no. No, just joking. No, it's fine. Like, tons of bands from Shindig. Well, they were, for the longest time, they were saying this thing called the Shindig curse, where the winning band would always break up or disappear after a certain amount of time. But There was a time where the last 10 bands at Winchending were still playing. It's just all like, you know how it is. You got like 27 bands playing. And bands in general don't. I don't know. It's just kind of like some last, some don't, and it's the name of the game, whatever. But I'm glad you have a great time.
Oh, we should definitely mention this though. Oh. Ben, we want you to sign our Shindig.
Yeah, we brought our Shindig brochure. But that says Narwhal in it for you to sign. Because you are the master of Shindig, after all.
All right, that Adobe
you shin dug it.
That's right. Well, normally I charge. Adrian. Oh, and Adrian just brought out the Shindig program guide. So every week we put out a program guide, and usually by the end of the night it's covered in beer and.
We were hoping and hot nuts. Putting a character of you, but. Yeah. None of us are very...
Yeah, for sure. I will I'll sign it, sure. Did you get the other bands to sign it, too? No.
We forgot.
That's all right. What is the plan of the band? Like, do you guys have more shows coming? Any plans to record some of this stuff?
We're pretty heavy
World
on...
World Domination?
I'm
We had dreams of planning... a coast-to-coast-to-coast tour, so going to the Arctic and then to the Atlantic Ocean. But
and back
after
here.
Looking into it, it would cost thousands and thousands of dollars. Yeah. So
just to make it to Iqaluit up in the northeast is incredible. Like, they can't even... Like, we have to fly there.
Right.
And it's unbelievable from, I think from... Was it St. John's? It was 500 or 700, something ridiculous.
Oh, it's like $1,000 one way for one person.
Yeah, I can see, because you kind of you probably go on like a little tiny plane that doesn't, it's expensive. Canada's too big. Yeah, but, maybe start smaller. Go to...
The plan was for this time we do, like soon, we wanted to do a record. We wanted to record. We'd do some mixing, do some mastering, we're gung ho about that. Right. We're gung ho. What's next. Mm-hmm. We don't.
So what would be like these songs that you're playing right now, or are you coming up with new songs, or how does that work?
We're constantly coming up with new songs. New songs take a while though, mm-hmm. because we really want to perfect them, and make them the most beautiful, special, majestic. Yes.
That's fair. Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
So.
No.
So.
Awesome. But how long does it take you to write a song then?
Like our last song took, technically it took 2 days, but really it took 3 months.
Yeah.
So.
But are you the type of person that because to me then, even if you wrote it, do you still change it once in a while or?
I don't know. Sometimes, I guess. I don't know.
Go ahead. Our songwriting, a lot of it consists of many different parts, and we put them together, mm-hmm. and lyrics kind of swim in, and then there are a lot of times where we just look at each other, and this is like key, and it's like, we just look at each other, and we like are so surprised at what just happened.
All of a sudden, a magic part comes in, and it's like, wow, that's perfect.
And a lot of it follows story too.
Yeah, we start with a story usually, or an idea. Like, right now we're writing this song. It's not finished yet, but we want to have it done for the record. And it's tentatively called Flower, and it's about a girl, a young girl meeting a narwhal.
Where's the flower part?
They all come together, and in the end it's true beauty.
Oh. Yeah, they meet over a flower in Greenland, single flower.
I would tell you the name of the flower, but I can't spell. I can't pronounce it.
It's really hard to pronounce. It's the only flower that grows on Greenland. I don't know. Nikki or something.
No. We'll look that up and.
Please.
And
be your fact checker.
Yeah, no. I'll get the phylum and the genus and all that stuff for you. Anyways, do you guys have more songs to play? Then maybe some magic will happen.
Oh.
On radio.
That's what happens on radio.
Yeah, all the
magic.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll play. Excellent. We can play another one.
Yeah. Narwhal live on CITR.
Thank you.
But now...
Now?
Now. We're going!
We're going...
Home!
CITR. So there is the national flower of Greenland. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
The Nivara.
That's the one.
Yep. See, it's hard to pronounce, I told you.
It's like N-I-V-I-A-R-S-I-A-Q. It's like anything from, it's crazy. But it is, it's from the, it's the scientific name is easier to probably, Chamerian latifolium.
It's not as beautiful, but
it's very
nice.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And it's which means the name of the flower means little girl. Do you know this?
I didn't freaking know that. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. This is like that woman on her electric wheelchair. What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on? Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
It's just Wikipedia. Sorry, I mean I know this.
Just Wikipedia.
I know this. I had that in my home. I didn't know what it was. People keep calling me.
People are calling you all sorts of names.
All
now.
Sorts of names. I thought they were calling me that when they come to my house. So I don't know. How? So you guys don't have any, but you guys have some songs recorded, like live shows. You guys have a website, not MySpace though.
No
MySpace.
No.
You guys, although now you guys are like ahead of the curve. Everyone is. Exiting out of MySpace now.
Yeah.
Like, why did you guys never on MySpace? Because that's almost everyone was on MySpace. Was there a reason?
Isom's a computer guy.
Yeah.
So he doesn't believe in MySpace is that what it is? I don't know.
Everybody at my work has MySpace. I'm a software developer by trade.
Right.
Songwriter by night.
By trade, by day. So everybody's got Facebook, everybody's got MySpace, everybody's got all these things. I don't know, I am a Luddite when it comes to social networking.
Yeah.
I have an account on Friendster and Hi5 from like 8-10 years ago.
Hi5 totally.
I used to be this is personal though, this has less to do with Narwhal. I used to be a big LiveJournal fanatic. Right. I was like huge into LiveJournal. I used to write my. Oh, it's so embarrassing. I was so young though. So I used to write my entries and other people comment on other people's entries with my like journal. It's really bad. Yeah. Because you needed like an invite or something.
Yeah. No, I know how it works.
So why no MySpace? I don't even know.
That was a good answer though, because, I mean, MySpace is a pretty crappy website.
Which
I think people are sort of finding out now. It sort of worked. The only thing it got, I don't know, somehow it got going for it that it put, it keep. The only good thing for it was that it put the music in the same spot so everyone know where it is.
Yeah.
And for some reason, there wasn't really a good alternative for it, and it just sort of happened.
Which is really weird.
Yeah. But now they've totally destroyed because they moved things around now and everyone is getting out of
it. Yeah, it's confusing.
But
I think we're trying to move away from, we have this thing a lot where we try to be real and move away from gimmick. I don't want to say like all the people on MySpace are on a gimmick. I don't want to say that. But it's kind of what I'm saying, but I don't want to say it.
Some people might interpret Narwhal songs as being gimmicky, but it's...
There's a fine line between gimmick and awesome.
Yeah. That's true.
And that line just may be MySpace. Oh, no.
It's fine now. Like, MySpace is totally... No, MySpace is done. I think everyone is...
Thanks Adrian for announcing the end of MySpace.
Yeah. Adrian, are you going to get aunts and uncles off the MySpace? Bandcamp is where it's at now, apparently.
Bandcamp, I'm actually tempted. Bandcamp's really cool, though.
Yeah, it works well. It's like it's simple. It's like Facebook for bands. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, moving on to. So, but what is your website then?
Oh,
after all this talk.
Narwhalsongs.com.
Nice. And what would you find on this website? I should have probably done some research, but like songs.
Yeah, there's a media section. We've got a couple of videos from one of our first shows. And
where was your first show? Like, where did you play your first show? Do you remember your first show?
Okay, the first official show was it at Pat's Pub?
No, it was at the CJSF thing.
I said official.
Oh, official. Oh, man.
No, but that's nothing. I'm just GSF kidding. No, the CJSF. We played the CJSF volunteer party when we were barely a band. It was just like. Yeah.
That's the show we played E equals ME at.
Right.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. Actually, I think you were there, Ben Lai. Yeah. You were totally there. Yeah. You crashed our CJSF
If it's the CJSF party, I was probably there. Was it at the secret location?
Yeah, it was, totally.
Yeah, I was there.
It's back when we had the rap.
See, but that's an official show, though, because it's like a... Yeah, whatever. But how was that? You had a good... It was fun.
It was fun. It was stressful, man. Yeah. It's kind of... stressful, like performing in front of people.
Go ahead.
Like, do you get stressed out?
I get stressed out. I get stressed out more of my pedals, because I have a lot of
gadgets.
I have. Well, actually, there's just and all it is sound, is well, like, delay yeah. and delay distortion. Oh, that's not true. There's a lot of gadgets here, aren't there?
Recorded whales.
There's like a
whale pedal. That's so like a whale pedal.
At the whale pedal, something happens wrong with the whale pedal, or something, or a cable's loose, or the delay is like not delayed enough, or the organ's like organed. or the distortion is too distorted or not distorted enough. Like, there's so many.
But sometimes being nervous is good, though. It adds to the show.
We were so nervous at the first shindig.
Because I think.
Oh, awesome. That.
Yeah, because it adds. I think it gives you energy. That's why. That's how it works. It gives you adrenaline, right? If you don't care, then whatever. It's my, you know, like I'm Steven Tyler. This is my 500th show. I don't care. I should probably play a million shows. I'm just gonna fall off the stage.
Oh no! Death of MySpace. Death of Steven Tyler.
Anyways, so yeah, it adds to it. It's all good. It's all good. But I don't know. It's good.
Now I just. Can't stop thinking of Steven Tyler falling off the stage.
Everyone is going to look it up on the internet. But it's good.
They're like, oh my God, all the millions of people are like, oh, they're rushing the computer. Steven Tyler.
It's the guy from American Got Talent. No, from American Idol. Anyways, do you guys got more songs you want to play? How are we doing? What do you think?
We would like to play one more.
Okay. Okay, yeah. That sounds great.
Should we do it now?
if you want to.
Okay, this one's called Narwhal New Naturally.
Narwhal Live on CITR. Narwhal live on CITR.
Wow, this is so cool being on CITR Radio.
Thanks for coming out.
I think just by default we have to say this because we really feel strongly about this. Like, we're not just, I'm going to be honest. Please, like, save the whales. I'm serious.
Yes.
Because really, it's important. Yes.
And the weather is screwed up. So yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. So yeah, but what can they do? What can they do? Like,
what can the whales do?
No. What can people want? What can, like, what's the one thing that you think people should do to help?
Well, just find out about what's going on. Like, that's Sea Shepherd. Oh, Sea Shepherd. Look up Sea Shepherd. This is the foundation, right?
Yeah.
Yes, this is the Whale Foundation. I can't believe that. I know Sea Shepherd. Fuck. I can't believe I forgot about it. Just find out as much as possible. Find out how you can help.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people don't know how. A lot of people don't know what narwhal even is.
Like, you know, some people just don't know where to start, right?
And you know what? For me, it's more than just the narwhal.
It's
the Arctic.
Yes.
And, you know, the Arctic's a part of us. It's a part of Canada. And I think we should pay attention, especially when it comes to natural resources. The Arctic sovereignty is a big issue right now, especially, you know, with Alaska and the Americans. So just read about it, I think. I'd like to go there. I really want to go there. Dude, we gotta figure out a way to get there.
We've been talking about going to Inuvik. Mm-hmm. So we might hit Inuvik. It's the highway. It's northwest. It's like right above us, pretty much. And it's the end of the road. And they have like an end of the road festival.
I would like to go up north. Like, I haven't been to, you know, Yukon or Nova's territories. So it'll be interesting to see it, just because we see so much of the southern parts. And nothing up north. Most people haven't. And I'm sure it'll be life-changing, very interesting stuff. But on that note, I guess thank you for coming out tonight.
Thank you so much, Ben.
I hope you had a great time.
It was awesome. Thank you.
And best of luck with all that you're doing. The website is narwhalsongs.com. And where they can find out about shows and upcoming things and such.
Anybody who comes, even if they hate us, we appreciate it.
Yeah. So check that out. And thanks, I guess, Adrian, for holding the set list.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes! Yes!
Yes. And so Ochre is coming up next very soon with Funk My Life. Stick around for that. You can listen to this again on CITR.ca, another podcast, in a little while. Thanks, Irene, for all the sound support and everything else. We will see you next week. I think the band that will be here is called Portage in Maine. Okay, stick around.
Whoa.
I know.
Winnipeg band.
They're not from Winnipeg. It's called Portage in Maine. Anyways, that's it. I'm just going to play some songs and then Funk My Life.